Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Since shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine 1 year ago today, we have been checking in periodically with Soviet-born, Brooklyn-raised journalist and author Vladislav Davidson, who's been crisscrossing Ukraine, telling stories from every corner of that war-torn country. Vlad joins us today from Odessa, Ukraine. Vlad, it's good to know that you're safe.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be safe. It's a year today that I first had to get out of the path of the Russian paratroopers. I was told by our people in American diplomacy and intelligence that I was on kill lists and whatever. I shouldn't get my passport checked in a filtration camp. They said they're not going to treat you as a journalist. So I was in the suburbs of Kiev when this all went down exactly a year ago. It brings back memories.
Let's talk about the past year, Vlad. Conventional wisdom was that Ukraine might not last more than a week or two after the Russian invasion. And yet, here we are.
Yeah, conventional wisdom is often wrong. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. In this case, both the conventional wisdom and the Russian intelligence agencies and the European and American intelligence agencies got this really wrong, which is why they made a lethal mistake in not arming the Ukrainians quickly enough. So, both the conventional intelligence in Russia and the conventional intelligence in America and Europe was wrong.
You told me early in this war not to underestimate Ukraine in defending the country. But are you personally surprised that we are where we are right now?
No. We're in terms of trend lines, we are where we could expect to be. Ukraine has done on the margin of things within the top 10 percentile of possible outcomes. If you look at the last year, Ukraine, even though it's lost some more territory since the war began a year ago, is at the top 10% of where it could be, which is not to say that things will be at the top 10% of where they could be. There's a lot of factors at play: attrition, arms from the West, manpower issues for the Russians, morale issues for the Russians, how much the Ukrainian population is willing to sustain the war. It's just not. There's a lot of factors to plug into analysis, right?
Over the past year, Vlad, you've been talking with Ukrainians from all over the country. They have proven to be a very resilient bunch, haven't they?
Yeah, it's part of a national culture. And there's something deeply resilient left over from hundreds of years of being subjugated by various people, being part of other people's empires for a very long time. These are kind of Eastern European character traits in some ways. In other ways, it's leftover of Soviet stuff and deep cultural processes. There's just a lot there. It's very difficult to unpack why it is the Ukrainians are like this, but they are like this. That's, where we're at.
As you have traveled across Ukraine for the past year, you have told some memorable stories. What are some of the memories that jump out at you, the sights and sounds that are difficult to forget?
Those are sights and sounds which cause me post-traumatic stress disorder and everybody else post-traumatic stress disorder. Bodies, rockets going off too close to your ear, that kind of thing. What kind of stories? I've seen some tremendous examples of heroism from private individuals continuously.
All right. Soviet-born, Brooklyn-raised, we claim him as one of our own here in New York. Journalist and author Vladislav Davidson in Odessa, Ukraine. Vlad, thank you for talking with us, and you stay safe over there.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.